Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I'm delighted to give you meditation instruction. Today we're going to sit together for 10 minutes, and we're going to start right now. So please take your seat and begin to get settled. You may sit on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you. And if you do, sit with one ankle in front of the other, not on top, because that can be painful. But it's also completely fine to sit in a chair. So if you do, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as you get settled, I want to offer you some thoughts. It's really just one thought on the importance of ordinariness. And what I mean by that is our lives are so complicated. And I'm sure many of you, if not all of you, are struggling with something very painful. Maybe someone you love is ill, or you've lost someone you love. So my heart goes out to you. Maybe you have financial worries. Maybe you're worried about a child or a parent. Maybe you're just unsure about how to live your life to the fullest, and you have a longing to do what I call fulfill your mission. You know, live a meaningful, powerful life. All sorts of things that we humans have to contend with as the ordinary part of our experience. Doesn't make it any easier. But I have a special method for relating with these difficulties. Doesn't make the difficulties go away, so don't get too excited. But it's when things go wrong, when your heart is broken, when you're confused about how to do something or become something, you know, our mind starts to go into overdrive. What if I do this? What if I didn't do that? I'm afraid to go here. I'm paranoid about this. I'm anxious about that. And so you start to think even more, well, I need to anticipate this problem and that problem, and I'll solve that one this way and this one that way. And if I want to accomplish this, I have to go here. And if I want to become this, I have to meet that person, and on and on and on and on. And, you know, some of these things are useful, perhaps, but they don't really help with the emotions, with the pain of being human. And my special method is called the ordinary method, or the method of ordinariness, because what I find when I am most riled up is that this mental overdrive and speed is not what helps me. It doesn't help me even to try to think bigger or deeper. What helps me is to stop all of that pondering and do something very ordinary with appreciation. And by ordinary, I mean ordinary. I'm looking out my window right now here in Boston, where I happen to be in the middle of a blizzard. And the snow is beautiful. Snow is very ordinary. Just absorbing my mind in the snow. If I was able to go outside in the springtime, the trees, walking out in nature, putting on a shirt that is clean and pressed, putting away the dishes, cleaning out a drawer. I mean, very ordinary things. Often, you know, these ordinary things are most easily accomplished in our house, because there's a lot of things that we could do and we have the space to relax. So feel something that feels good on your skin. Look at something in the natural world that you find beautiful. Taste something that to you is delicious. You get the idea. Place your senses on something very simple and let yourself be absorbed in that something for a few seconds, a few hours, a few minutes, a few lifetimes, however long you like, and see if for you it isn't the case that after doing this kind of ordinary thing, after applying the ordinary method, if your heart isn't a little bit lighter or your mind a little bit calmer. So we've lost appreciation for the ordinary in many ways, and everybody wants their life to be special, and we want to be the best and know the best and do the best, and that's fine, nothing wrong with that. But in the meantime, this world of ordinary beauty and magic is occurring all around us, And we can tune into it anytime we like, and it cheers us up. So I hope you find that useful. And without further ado, let's begin our practice, which involves the very ordinary act of breathing. Could hardly be more ordinary. So to begin your practice, please sit up straight with a sense of ease and a sense of dignity. Let there be a sense of taking your seat right in the middle of your life, which may or may not involve cats. Hello, kitty. So here you are. Here you are. Give your weight to whatever you're sitting on, cushion or chair, and really claim your space. Be right here. The hands are palms down, just above the knee or at mid-thigh. And the hands and arms and shoulders are relaxed. And let the belly relax a lot. And feel your heart relax, your heart and lungs, and tune in to and see if there isn't a sense of natural warmth around your heart. And if so, let there be a feeling of that warmth spreading. And let the shoulders relax. Maybe I already said that, I don't know. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long. And the mouth is closed. Breath comes in and out through the nose in a natural way. There's no breathing technique. And the eyes remain open, and the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front. And it doesn't matter what's in that spot because you're not staring at it. It's just a resting point for your gaze. So let your eyes really become still. And imagine that whatever you're looking at is coming toward you a little bit to be seen, so you can remain within yourself. You don't have to go out with your eyes. Place your attention on your breath as it flows in and out through the nose. So let your attention come in on the inhale and flow out on the exhale. Stay with your breath. The mind loves to rest on the breath. Your thoughts will continue, of course. There's no need to stop thinking. Stop thinking that. And there's no need to quiet the mind or think peaceful things. Nothing like that. Just let your mind be as it is. Your thoughts will come and go. Most won't really distract you too much. But if you find that you become absorbed in thought to the point where you've forgotten about breath, no problem. Just let go. And by letting go, I don't mean chop off or throw away or stuff down or turn your back on. I just mean let go. Gently bring your attention back to your breath and begin again. And you can always begin again. So if you ever get lost in your practice, just let go. Come back and take a fresh start. And that's all there is to it. So we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice.